Good morning. If you've just switched on the radio, this is the U105 phone-in. We were speaking to Kate Nash a little earlier on the show. She lost her brother William on Bloody Sunday. They're awaiting the announcement in Derry this morning as to how many, if any, soldiers will be prosecuted. I want to speak to one of the public representatives there and civil rights organiser, a man who's been on the journey the whole way through, Eamon McCann. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning.
Eamon, how important is today in really the recent history of the city?
Oh, I think this is a tremendously important day. I mean, Bloody Sunday had a very deep effect on Derry, and particularly, of course, on the nationalist population of Derry in the Bogside, Craigan area, where all the dead and wounded came from. And, you know, Bloody Sunday was experienced by Derry as a sort of communal wound, and not just as a series of individual incidents. And it's been festering and paining people ever since. You know, and this had to reach a conclusion. It had to reach a conclusion. 47 years is a long time to be on the road campaigning on a particular topic that had to end, sort of. And I think this morning it is going to end, sort of, with an announcement of the prosecution of a number of soldiers.
There's speculation about how many, some of the papers saying three or four. Kate Nash is hoping it's going to be more than that. How do you read it?
Yeah. Well, there is a widespread belief in that there will be four soldiers prosecuted. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know on what this is based. But it's been said for about 10 days now. I've heard it said this could be before. How people have established this, I don't know. But if I've been earning my living as a journalist for more than half a century, and I had no sources which would give me a number. So I don't know where it came from. But I think Kate's right, that four would be regarded sort of as a very small number, given sort of that there were 14 people killed and 14 wounded on the day. However, let's see. And there'll be different reactions to the announcement, depending sort of on what individual families want. One of the mistakes you can make about Bloody Sunday is to imagine that the Bloody Sunday families are a sort of organisation with a line, you know, sort of with a single voice. And of course, that's not the case. There's 28 families involved, some of them large families. This is Ireland, after all. You don't get 28 families together and find that there's no arguments or disputes between them. So there are differences of opinion, but I think generally speaking, people will be relieved, sort of, not least because I think it's generally understood here that if the public prosecution service were to announce this morning that there's to be no prosecutions, well, without inviting it to happen, I would think that there's going to be a very vigorous reaction, and that some of that reaction will take place on the streets. So the stakes are quite high as far as that's concerned.
Prosecution is one thing. The finding guilty of these soldiers is another. They'll be stoutly defended by money coming from the Ministry of Defence.
Oh, yes, and the Ministry of Defence will fund their defence. And in a way, I suppose that's fair enough. After all, they were representing the Ministry of Defence on Bloody Sunday. So I think it's in all equity, they are entitled to be the defence to be provided by the MOD. And look, this is going to come down. It's 47 years ago. This is going to come down to the evidence which is still available, and on the basis of the evidence given to Savile, which can't be the Savile Tribunal, which can't be used directly, but can be used as the basis for further investigation, on the basis of the facts which emerged in the Savile Tribunal, it would be many people in Derry would see it as perverse if it were announced today that there are to be no prosecutions.
Do you think there's a possibility that ex-members of the IRA will face prosecution today?
Well, there were, there's one member of the official IRA in Derry on the day who told Savile, he freely told him, yes, that he did fire two shots, but not around the time, sort of, when the Paras were shooting civil rights demonstrators. So it's questionable whether he will be charged, and maybe he will be charged, but it should be kept in mind that none at all of the soldiers who give evidence to Savile, including all those who give evidence of having fired shots themselves, none of them alleged that they had been shooting back, that they had been returning fire. At least it appears that the very few of them even noticed that those shots were fired. So we'll see what happens in relation to that. There's no expectation here that the person concerned is going to be charged. But of course, we don't know. Let's wait and see. We'll know in an hour and a half.
One final question to you, Eamon. Whenever Savile was announced and David Cameron made his speech in Parliament, it was a punch the air moment in Derry. There was a great sense of celebration. Are you concerned that if there isn't the number of prosecutions that people are hoping for, that there would be elements within Derry who would take to the streets tonight, who would cause unrest?
Oh well, I won't doubt. I wouldn't doubt. Certainly, there will be people angry enough to feel that they have to express that anger on the streets. Yes, I would fear. I mean, there's no point dodging the question. I would fear that there'd be trouble in Derry tonight if it were announced that there'd be no prosecutions. But I have to say, I don't anticipate that. I'm fairly convinced that there are going to be prosecutions, and that will, therefore, sort of, there will not be an aggressive or violent reaction to this morning's announcement.
Eamon, appreciate your time. Eamon McCann, one of the public representatives there, civil rights organiser, journalist as well. Thank you very much indeed on a busy morning in the Maiden City. I want to speak to Peter, who has a point that he wants to make with regards to what he's been hearing on the radio this morning. Peter, good morning.
Well, Frank, I don't think it's going to surprise a lot of people because Ian McCann was on a TV show last Wednesday night and he was quite plain there was going to be prosecutions. So on that side of it, don't worry. And you know what? If the soldier's done wrong, they're entitled to be prosecuted and the families are entitled. But there's other people here in this wee country. I have a friend and his father was murdered. And the great privilege his sister got to witness was £1,200. And do you think at all levels itself out that, you know, that's what somebody gets and our people are spent millions upon millions? You're entitled to get the truth. But there's a lot of people who sit in the radio this morning cringing, probably breaking their heart because they're not getting anywhere, you know. And I think that's a wee bit sad. But at the same time, Eamon obviously had information last week that nobody else had, which I find a wee bit amazing. Nobody looked further into, okay?
Peter, just on it before you just go, having made your statement, Eamon did say publicly last week that he believed prosecutions would happen, but everyone is speculating that the prosecutions will happen. It's the number. The number seems to be incredibly low. If they're only going to prosecute 3 or 4 soldiers, that's a low number of soldiers, and that may not satisfy the families. They want more soldiers than 3 or 4 to be prosecuted.
Well, there's 3 or 4 more guilty and they've done wrong and tried to be prosecuted like anybody else. But what I'm saying, Frank, it's just not level across the board. There's something seriously wrong. And I listened to Mr. Savile the other day, and I remember, I'm old enough to remember when it all started. It was all about truth and justice, nothing about prosecution. And as we've moved along bit by bit, there's been compensation which are entitled to, but there's no prosecution. So from the start, from we want the truth, it's one further. You know what I mean?
Do you think, as a citizen of Northern Ireland, do you think people who may have committed murder should be prosecuted?
Yes, no matter why they've got on their own letters or not.
So everyone who has committed murder should be prosecuted. So then why would you have a problem with the prosecution of the soldiers who shot the people on Bloody Sunday?
I don't have a problem about it. It's just that Eamon was quite clear last week it was going to happen, which I found out. Listen, Frank, what happened on Bloody Sunday is totally wrong, and the people should be prosecuted no matter what. No matter what. I have no problem at all about them but what I'm saying, there's other people sitting here, the families and the houses all around Northern Ireland, and both sides of the community that haven't got nothing. They haven't even got, you know, they were handed £1,000, £800 for the loss of a father or mother, which is crazy. You know what I mean? Crazy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, absolutely. I'm not arguing with you. I absolutely know what you mean. Peter, thank you very much indeed. 0289033105, 0777661055. There's no doubt these soldiers will be prosecuted as the nationalist crocodile needs fed. What happens when we run out of food? Will the crocs go back to war? Says Davey, listening to the programme. Gavin is in Newton Ards. He says, good morning, Frank. Why on earth are you giving Eamon McCann airtime? He is so bigoted and one-sided, it's embarrassing. An interesting analysis of Eamon McCann, who usually is described when people refer to him, they might refer to him, if they want to put the boot in, oh, he's a communist, or he's so left-wing, or he's only interested in the workers. But to say he's bigoted, I'm quite sure Eamon McCann, if he was still on the line, would put a stout defence against that accusation. Frank, your show and the others last night seemed to me to be very biased. Where is the other side of the story? The young soldiers thrown into a war zone for the first time in their young lives. Well, maybe that's how you see Bloody Sunday. I don't know what age you actually are. I think anyone who remembers Bloody Sunday will realise that these weren't young soldiers just off the boat who decided, oh my goodness, I can't handle this, I'm going to shoot some people. These were the paras. These were the paras who were sent to deal with it. So, you know, to describe them as young soldiers thrown into a war zone for the first time in their young lives, there were many examples across Northern Ireland of young soldiers where they could fit that description. The paras on Bloody Sunday don't come under that umbrella, and I'm darn sure most people would agree with me on that.